This is GQDN for Friday, June 12th, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ26 by swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code QUEST. You get 25% off of your purchase by patreon.com/groupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have a little bit of a Resident Evil update. Someone's not scared of GTA, and should From Software make some more games? It looks like they are. We'll begin today with an update for the lawsuit between Nintendo Power World and Nintendo. GamesRadar.com gives a report because the Power World lawsuit is now due for a presentation in October, and an IP expert and a games veteran, Florian Mueller, did say the company is struggling to win anything beyond the damages that would register as a rounding error. Now, the lawsuit did already force the developer Pocket Pair to make some changes to Power World. In the communications led to John Buckley, said it had impacted the team's morale. So they wrote on GamesFray, Mueller gave some reasons that conflicted between the patents Nintendo has filed or applied for and the versions for Power World in question to depose the challenges for the lawsuit. And last year, the company did amend its claim to target the old versions of the survival game, and that existed before Pocket Pair made changes to eliminate the exposure. The lawsuit now focuses on the specific window of sales where Nintendo can seek some damages. Now, that does narrow the scope of the infringement, leaving the project damages at around $31,200 by current conversations, assuming that the case would even make it that far. Quote, that is chump change for either party, and it's just a rounding error compared to Nintendo's litigation expenses, end quote. So on December 24, Power World replaced the ability to summon pals via the pocketball with the throwable spheres. It also changed the gliding mount mechanic, where neighbors, the creature writing patent, was involved in the suit. And Power World was unbothered with that, because they are now approaching the 1.0 release. Further quote from Mueller. Given that Nintendo's patent assertions can impact that release in any meaningful way, the question is whether Nintendo will recognize the patent that are not the answer to competition in this space or bring additional lawsuits against Pocket Pair. End quote. Now there are some difficulties with the pivoting case with the copyright claim, where Nintendo did investigate or was investigated and abandoned in late 2023 or early 24. Quote, Nintendo has zero chance of prevailing over current Power World versions, end quote. That's what GamesFray said in a tweet. And they were ruling out any injunction that would upend the ongoing Pocket Pair game. And that is where Buckley talked to the games industry and did talk about how the morale was affected. Quote, last year we publicly stated we had to change two features in the game due to ongoing litigation. Unfortunately, it's still very much ongoing. It obviously has an impact on development. We're making the game we like to make, and our players that love it love that. Survival crafting is our game, and we're going to keep making the game we love, end quote. So speaking about Pokemon, it's a little bit different. IGN did say that the Pokemon Go data was not being used to train some military drones. And that is what Niantic Special did insist. The denial to the publication of a report by the Dutch outlet Tro, which examined the recently announced partnership between Niantic Special and Ventor, which is an intelligence company with links to the defense sector for the Dutch. And both of those companies were working together on a technology that could allow people and vehicles, including some ground-based machines, like a bomb disposal robot or some aerial systems like drones, so that way they can pinpoint their location even in areas without a reliable GPS. And this would just allow such vehicles to operate to remote locations without signal or in situations where the signal could be jammed. Now the article did say that it would be made possible by using 30 billion pieces of the location data obtained from Pokemon Go players. And while they were knowing are known to use their phone to capture the video of their surroundings, they were unknowingly also contributing to the military technology. Niantic's special did say, quote, "First you think you're playing a game and then suddenly your data can be used in a war," end quote. Well, that's what Truro did say, but Niantic's special said it was not true. Not true. I may have given the wrong perception here. Truro said the quote, and Niantic special said it's not true. So a spokesperson for the company did talk to IGN. Quote, "While we have an agreement with Venture, announced last December, it's still in the very early stages, and sharing this data is not part of the agreement. We're committed to working with all of our customers and partners to ensure that Niantic Special's products are used in a responsible manner that upholds human rights and ethical principles." While there's an agreement with Venture, which is true, IGN was asking what Niantic was up to. So a spokesperson did talk about the partnership, same, because they're building, quote, "a system capable of allowing a sensor to determine its position in the real world," end quote. Because that would ensure a machine or a person could share coordinates in real time, even without a GPS signal. But the visual position system was trained as part of the voluntary ground scans, and the underlying data was not shared with Venture. Further quote, "Ground scans were one component can help train Niantic Special Real World Foundation models, AI systems to learn, recognize, and interpret physical spaces. These models are the product of that training, not a copy or a means of accessing the underlying scans, which were of public points of interest, such as statues and fountains," end quote. So, do they still do that, or do they do that at all? Very, very interesting. Interesting, yes. But Eurogamer did say that Resident Evil Veronica team is now adjusting to the original story, so the remake would fit better into the series. Via Eurogamer, because Resident Evil Veronica will have a different type of storyline. The same storyline will be in the game, but it looks like, via them, that it will be expanded. And that was according to the Resident Evil Veronica producer, Yoshiki Horibishi, who did reveal the plans during a recent Summer Games Fest Q&A. Horibishi to begin his presentation saying that the development team was also responsible for Capcom's acclaimed Resident Evil 2 and 4 remakes. And the code Veronica, quote, "holds par with the main numbered titles," end quote. So even while the team was planning some story changes and strengthened Resident Evil Veronica's connection with the series, Horibishi did answer that question in the affirmative. So we shall see what happens with that, and we will. But GamesRadar.com did also say that Phantom Blade Zero is not going to move the release date because November is going to have GTA 6. And a lot of games are coming out this September. Right now, Phantom Blade Zero is scheduled to come out October 29th. So why are they holding the ground? Well, Kiwi Liang, the RPG's director, was talking to PC Gamer and said, quote, "Many people may think we have some marketing strategy to move it from the overcredit September. And some are very worried that it was closer to November. We don't think about any of this. We only think of the quality of the product itself. I don't think its competition can influence much of the success of work. Only the product itself matters." Further quote, "We don't think about any of this. We only think of the quality of the product itself. I don't think a competition can influence much of the success of a work. Only the product itself matters. We don't even think of competition. What's launching ahead or after. What matters is how polished the game is. And if we have one or two extra months, we can fix more bugs, do more optimizations, so that we don't need a huge day one patch," end quote. We'll see how they do. If you're thinking that From Software is done making games, well, they got some unannounced titles via IGN. And the reason why I say that is that Hideki Miyazaki did comment on the shareholders' pressure that was putting from software parent company Kadokawa in the news. They were reassuring fans that he insisted that From Software will still make the games they want to make without that much interference. So he was in the news in Japan lately as an activist investment firm where they acquired the largest stake of Japan's multimedia conglomerate because the Oasis Management Company is now a major investor in Kadokawa, where they raised its stake to 13.76%. So on their website, abetterkadokawa.com, Oasis did see the huge financial success from Software. That's what I was trying to say. And they brought Kadokawa with the acclaimed series like Armored Core and Dark Souls, and of course Elden Ring. And it did claim that Kadokawa falls to capture From Software's full value, using the economics to the external partners. Yeah. So they got Dark Souls and Elden Ring fans worried about how Oasis could impact From Software titles. And they were saying, quote, "Just think of paying 99 cents just to get Mario to jump a little higher," end quote. So what could these titles be or be about? Well, that's what we don't know. But what we do know is that Switch 2 players have the Elden Ring Tarnished Edition, as well as the Duskbloods, to look forward to later this year. So could they be making an Elden Ring 2? Well, maybe not, but we'll see. It could be one of the games. What could be the other one? We'll see. Now we go to the esports corner. Counter-Strike Global Offensive via HLTV. The Mongols dominated B8, and the game was 2-0. And the Mongols are now moving to the 1-1 pool at IAM Cologne after those wins, at which Mirage map was pretty close, 16-14. But Overpass was just sheer domination, 13-3. Yeah, that was not even close. Now, if you played that on Xbox, well, you might get a new system update. Forza Horizon 6 now is a part of the update because the new system update will now address those issues with Forza Horizon. Via purexbox.com, they were talking about the Forza Horizon support website and how it will assist players about what's going on in Forza Horizon 6. So here's what they said. Quote, "The Xbox team is actively developing platform updates for Xbox Series X and S and PC to help improve these issues. So please ensure your devices are up to date. On Windows PC platforms, these fixes have already been rolled out via the gaming services client. For players on Xbox Series X and S consoles, we are planning to release a system update that is targeting a rollout starting tomorrow, June 12th, today. You will be able to proactively receive the update by following steps outlined in this Xbox support article," end quote. So here's what you need to do. If you have an Xbox, one, make sure that your Xbox is connected to the internet. Press the Xbox button to open the guide. Select Profile and System, says, then go to Settings, go to System, then go to Updates. Under Updates, you will see Console Update Available. Select this to begin your update, or No Console Update Available. This means your console is up to date. So if you have an Xbox, you might want to do that. Dot Esports did say that if you're looking forward to Modern Warfare 4, early access date and the digital pre-orders are now available, because that will be available on all the major platforms. So how do you pre-order it? Well, you can visit the official Modern Warfare 4 store page. You choose the edition, then you select the platform, click pre-order, and then you'll be redirected to your platform storefront. Now, Activision did confirm that players who don't pre-order should still get access to the open portion of the beta later on. And then Nintendo Switch 2 pre-orders will be available later. There are three additions to the Modern Warfare 4 if you want to buy it. One is the Digital Vault Edition, all platforms. Two is the Digital Standard Edition, all platforms. And the third one is the Physical Standard Edition, consoles only. So, Early access will begin on Friday, October 16th, and that goes to anyone who has pre-purchased the game. So if you want it, there it is, right for you. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2026. All rights are reserved. Start time for the weekly show will be Sunday, 2:30 Eastern Standard Time. So we'll see you then. Go play some video games, people.